Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's our commitment to you. Our commitment is that you are able to get out there and call in and talk on as many radio stations as possible. It's right about 200 right now. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
And coming up tonight, another so-called rape has happened in the metaverse.
I don't know if this is another one, but...
Weeknight affiliates. We've got weekend affiliates. And I bet you heard a completely different show than the normal. Captain, what was it like last weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It was... Well, the thing I missed the most was just being able to take calls.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to call...
Is it really as bad as they made it out to be? I can't imagine that it is.
I've got actual video of this one.
Yes.
So you'd be able to decide for yourself.
Is it some other avatar just rubbing up against you?
Yeah, we'll get into it. We can talk about
that. That's the problem right there. Someone has decided that type of sexual harassment is, in fact, the worst type of sexual harassment.
Let me tell you, Conan, not only is it another avatar rubbing up against you, it is a legless, crotchless avatar. So we can talk about that coming up here. But we've got a more serious story to start things out with here. And Aria, you have an update on what's happening in China with the Uyghur Muslims. Now, recently on the show, we've talked a lot about the lockdowns that have been happening in places like Shanghai, which apparently recent updates have that Shanghai is quote-unquote opening, but yet reports are that there's still plenty of areas in the city, which is a humongous city of 25 million people. Some are still being locked down. Many people were locked down for close to 3 months of their lives in this city. So that's where a lot of the focus has been. But meanwhile, the Uyghur Muslims out in the northwest part of China have continued to be tortured and kidnapped and imprisoned for simply, well, basically having a religion, I think is what it seems like.
Being suspected of having a religion.
Well, they are considered to be Muslims, although you're saying they might put somebody in prison even if they just suspect they're a Muslim?
Essentially, yeah, because a lot of these Muslims, as they're held in, I mean, they're questioned by police or whatever, and they're told, you need to, do you believe in God? Or do you worship Allah or whatever? And they say no, even though they are, in fact, religious.
So there's in the hopes that will keep them out of prison.
And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
And, you know, this has been going on there for years, but what fascinates me most about this story is the AI component of it, because China's putting a lot of effort into artificial intelligence and researching it and doing everything they can to make it what they consider to be better, and it really reveals how horrifying this technology could be put to use.
So they're using artificial intelligence to determine who to put behind bars?
Essentially,
is that what's
yes.
happening here? By the way, I don't think we introduced it. It's Ian
Hughes
and Conan.
All right, tell me more. And where's the story coming from?
It's coming from New York Post.
Okay.
There's a cultural, which is surprising because they're sort of right-leaning, if I remember correctly. There's a cultural genocide taking place in China right now against the nation's Uyghur minority, aggressively monitored by Chinese authorities and faced with the constant threat of arrest or torture. This Turkish-speaking people in China's far west now exists in the world's first real-life digital dictatorship. It's no exaggeration to say the entire province of Xinjiang, which is slightly smaller than Alaska, so it's huge, has been turned into a giant open-air prison camp by the Chinese Communist Party. And they link several stories here, but I want to get into the actual meat of the article.
And that's pretty much true for Shanghai as well. It has basically been turned into an open-air prison.
Yeah.
Like, they've got roads that have been completely blocked off. Apartment complexes have been wrapped with steel fencing that is, like, 8 to 10 feet high. You can't even get out the front door in some of these locations. So they've it's probably not as bad as the detention centers that they have the Muslims in.
Probably not.
No.
Each neighborhood is further broken down into small grids of 15 to 20 families, each with an assigned grid monitor. As the author writes, wow. Each monitor is tasked with, this is a person, each monitor is tasked with snooping on their neighbors, reporting any suspicious or forbidden activities, such as Islamic practices like refusing to eat pork or fasting during Ramadan, to the authorities. So for
praying.
So for every 15 to 20 families in the Zhejiang province, they have basically a
bureaucrat
monitor there who's watching for any religious activity or any hints of religious activity. Then there are the Monday morning flag-raising ceremonies at which attendance is obligatory. As the red flag of Communist China is raised, party officials, quote, lead chanted slogans about the greatness of the party and its Secretary General, Xi Jinping, and the need for Uyghurs to abandon their faith to anyone but him.
Wow.
In his book, Turkle, who's a guy they were referencing earlier, but I skipped over that, tells the story of a young woman named Zamrat, who recalled with a shudder the first time she was forced to renounce Islam. The party apparatchik leading the meeting shouted out to the assembled Uyghurs, "Is there a God?" The shocked crowd paused before answering, "No." They had to. Members of their neighborhood watch were scrutinizing their reactions as they stood around the flagpole. Terrified, Zamrat moved her lips, but didn't actually speak the words denouncing her faith that first time. "Who is your new God?" the meeting leader asked.
Now, this is one of those times where I wish we had Will Coley with us here, a former host of the show, an imam in Islam, who, my question, of course, for him would be, are you allowed to do this under the rules of Islam? Are you allowed to...
I don't think so.
...to say you are not Islamic when asked by under threat?
I know in Christianity you're not allowed to, or you're not supposed to. The argument essentially is that if you turn your back on God, then he will turn his back on you, or something to that effect. I imagine it's the same in Islam, but I don't actually know.
Yeah, that's what I would lean towards, just sort of knowing what little I do know, but I don't know 100%.
Later, when
if you're in the religion, you want to call in and let us know.
Yes, please.
The number is 603-283-6160.
Later, when Zamrat got home, she prayed to Allah for forgiveness. But these old,
this is why.
Yeah. But these old school monitoring methods, most of which have been around in one fashion or another since the founding of the People's Republic in 1949, are just the beginning. The tech explosion has given Xi Jinping ways of surveilling the population using artificial intelligence that Chairman Mao could only have fantasized about.
Mm-hmm.
The mechanics of how this surveillance works are absolutely chilling. Over the last few years, every adult Uyghur has been summoned to their local police station to undergo, quote, a barrage of scans, tests, and examinations, including retinal scans, fingerprints, blood or hair samples, for DNA profiling. They also had to, quote, read from a set text for 45 minutes so their voices could be recorded and identified so that spies with listening devices parked outside people's houses knew who was talking.
Amazing.
My question is, how many of the Chinese residents have already gone through all this just to better their credit score? They've already voluntarily done all of this already, and the Uyghurs, of course, are, you know, in the shadows, and they have to be forced to comply.
Good question.
Finally, they are also forced to walk, talk, smile, and frown in front of a bank of cameras. The point is to train the AI program to identify each and every Uyghur on surveillance video, which AI is now able to do even when a person's face is turned away from their camera. Their very gait gives them away.
Amazing.
So just how you, I mean, they record you for walking, and then the AI matches that to who you are. It's chilling.
In the United States, you know, within the last 20 years, there have been experiments with facial recognition technology, and they've tended to have been dismal as far as the recognition accuracy and, you know, the statistics of actually, you know, success has not been very good for these things. But in the U.S., all they ever have to go on is whatever images they have in a database somewhere. And, of course, they have more now than ever thanks to social media. I mean, Facebook has been helping the government compile this data base very effectively, but they still don't have the benefit of actually having forced every single person at the threat of violence to stand in front of a camera and, as you said, smile, frown, make different faces, then walk and capture, motion capturing all of these things into the most amazingly detailed database from which they can, you know, identify anybody, as you said, without even them seeing their face.
They do have this massive data set that other companies don't have, but China's also investing a lot more in AI than the United States is. They consider AI to be the future, so they're putting everything into that.
If it is the future of controlling people, this is certainly making the argument for it. The number is 603-283-6160. Of course, the United States wants to control people through the metaverse, as we're going to learn about coming up here. But there's more about the Uyghurs, and you can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join us, you can.
again. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the Uyghur Muslims in northwest China that have been locked up, many of them for, I think, as many as years, if I recall our previous discussions about this.
I mean, the situation with the Uyghurs has been going on for years. I don't know what records people have about how long they've been locked up and things like that, but the oppression, the genocide, the Holocaust of the Uyghur people in China has been going on for a very long time.
It's absolutely horrifying, and what you're sharing with us tonight, Arya, is a story about how the Chinese government is now using artificial intelligence, machine learning, things like that, to figure out more about these people, where they're located, who they are, easily be able to identify them, even by, as you pointed out, their gait, their style of walking, which is usually a very unique thing per person. It's the truth. You see somebody from behind, you see how they're walking, you're like, oh yeah, that's so-and-so, my friend, or whatever. And so they have trained their machines, they've trained their computers there by forcing every single person in the northwestern area of China to basically submit all of their statistics, all of their biometrics. They're being scanned, they're being checked, they're being recorded, they're being motion captured, and they have this database to be able to know where they are at all times.
And who is claiming that this is taking place?
A Uyghur Muslim who has fled from China. So, I mean,
good plan, by the way. Yeah. If you're a Uyghur Muslim and you aren't planning to leave, I mean, I don't know how easy it is to get out of there.
It can't be easy, man. Communist governments make it really hard.
They don't
hard
want
to
you to
get
leave.
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you hear about North Koreans getting out all the time.
The Koreans can get out, and that's a much smaller, place from which to leave. I mean, this is a landmass that you said is about the size of Alaska. And there's a long border there, I think, with Kazakhstan. So
yeah, and that's another issue. Is
or go to Turkey.
The neighboring Muslim countries will turn around and kick them right back to
will
China.
Will they?
God.
Same.
You know what? Yeah, and when I hear things like that, all you people claiming that the U.S. is the most racist country in the world, shut up.
There are a lot of these
countries around the world. I mean, they really are.
They're all bad.
Exactly.
But Turkey and Kazakhstan, they're not kicking back these people because they're racist. They're doing it because they don't want to upset the Chinese government.
Wow.
This clever AI deployed by the Chinese Communist Party is not finished. It goes on to instantaneously determine whether a man's beard is slightly too shaggy or a woman's dress slightly too long. And, you know, all of this sounds insanely far-fetched, but
what does that even mean? Is it an offense in China to have a dress that's too long?
Well, these are signs that a Uyghur man or woman might be secretly practicing their faith. Because allowed to shave their beards or something to that effect. So if it's too scraggly, then they haven't been shaving, and they might be secretly religious.
Wow.
If identified, the AI surveillance system sends an arrest warrant to the printer in the local police station.
Damn.
The police take over from there, bringing the suspects in for questioning, binding them hand, foot, and neck in something called a tiger chair, and then asking, for example, whether they believe in the Communist Party or God. The wrong answer, I believe in God, results in torture and a prison sentence. The communist authorities have also enlisted smartphones into their surveillance network as the alt-rights, all of the Uyghurs and other minorities in Xinjiang, have been required to download an app chillingly called Clean Internet Security Soldier. This allows the AI to play I Spy with your cell phone, monitoring every detail of your life for any signs of suspicious activity.
Hey, I've got that on my phone. They just call it something different here in the United States. They made me put it on there as part of my bail conditions in the Crypto 6 case.
They did.
Oh, so this isn't Facebook?
No, it's I forget what it's called. It's like a web monitoring app, basically. It can basically screenshot your phone at any time and does multiple times a day, as well as captures, inputs.
So basically every single app you have installed on your phone.
Yeah.
Which is sending data back to home base,
Yeah, and it's also
letting them know what you're doing, where you're at.
Right, any text messages, they've got a copy of them, that kind of thing.
If you buy more groceries than usual, AI alerts the police that you may have unregistered guests and your home is raided. If you buy more gas than usual, the police will stop by to ask you where you think you're going.
Wow, so no more keeping, you know, the Muslims under the floorboards, right, like they did in Germany with Jews back in the day. Now they are watching your every consumption.
Well, think about the logistics of how that would work with this technology. You would bring the person out of the floorboards to give them food or whatever. Your phone, which has this software on it that allows the AI to directly hear everything is being said, it hears another person speaking, so it checks that against this database because it has every adult Uyghur Muslim.
Unauthorized.
And it goes, oh, this is where that person is. Send in the police.
Mm-hmm.
A terrifying level of surveillance.
And then automatedly sends the warrant. Like, there's not even a human involved in the process until the actual arrest.
And then it's not really a... It's not even... It's a kangaroo court, basically. It's a, do you believe in God?
Or
and they torture you. You're bound by your neck, your feet, and your hands before they've even done anything to you. In Zamrat's case, she made the mistake of texting the common Islamic expression, peace be upon you, to a friend. Shortly, which... That's not necessarily a sign of being religious. It's just a peace be upon you.
Well, good enough for the government.
Yeah, well, it is true that, you know, Muslims are known for saying that. It's not innately religious. Shortly thereafter, a security official approached her and told her the Arabic phrase was now banned. She had to stick to the, quote, national language, the new official term for Mandarin. Next time, the official warned, things wouldn't be so easy for her.
Wow.
But Beijing is not satisfied with merely scanning retinas before...
What's the actual... I wonder what they don't say it, but I wonder what the official greeting or parting is like. In Xi Jinping's name! You know, something like that, right?
It probably is something like that. But Beijing is not satisfied with merely scanning Uyghur retinas before allowing them to cross the street or tracking every Uyghur's move on their own cell phone. Many Uyghur families have been forced to allow communist agents to stay with them and spy upon them in their own homes.
Wow.
According to Turkle, CCP documents show that hundreds of thousands of police, military, or security officers have been foisted on families in this way. These Han
so this is in addition to having a basically a hall monitor constantly observing the 15 different households, or 15 to 20, I think is what you said earlier.
Yeah.
There's one bureaucrat assigned to every little section of a neighborhood, and then there's others like, oh, well, we suspect these people, so we're literally going to plant a communist agent into your home.
Yeah. And the Chinese government can do that. And
sure.
They have no recourse. And it's obviously a recipe for disaster when you think about this unaccountable government agent who might do some really bad things to these horrifically oppressed people who have no representation within the legal system at all. They pretend they are relatives, these Han Chinese, quote, big brothers, by using kinship terms, forbid the use of Uyghur language in the household. They attempt to bribe the children into informing on their parents and often sexually abuse mothers and their daughters.
Of course.
Yeah. Turkle tells of how a woman who stabbed her, quote, relative, one of these people to death, after the man sexually abused both her and her 12-year-old daughter, she ended up disappearing without a trace.
This just keeps getting worse.
It does, man. It's a messed up world.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts here with us. And don't think that this stuff can't happen here.
Well, we've got Brave New World on this side of the ocean. They've got 1984 going on over there.
Yeah, we'll get into it. More.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Find a middle ground, the place where most of us Americans live anyway, especially on this issue.
Actor Matthew McConaughey on Tuesday speaking at the White House briefing, weighing in on the gun debate. McConaughey, a father of three and Uvalde, Texas native, meeting with the Biden administration and other officials in Washington to talk about how to approach gun legislation. McConaughey continues...
America, you and me, we are not as divided as we are being told we are.
The terrorist admitting in federal court that she was the leader of an all-female battalion prepared to defend ISIS-controlled Raqqa, Syria in 2017. According to court documents, she began supporting terrorist groups in 2008. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Treasury Secretary is spending some time on Capitol Hill.
When America was energy independent, inflation was down and gas prices were low. Now that the Biden administration has reversed course by removing pipeline delivery systems and put strangulating bureaucracy into the exploration and extraction of energy, the Biden administration's Janet Yellen on the Hill today continues to say what ails America is outside influences.
You know, we may be energy independent, and we're actually exporting oil, but we're part of global oil markets, which are subject to geopolitical influences.
Longtime oil producer John Catsimatidis says oil prices per barrel would drop in half within days of opening America's spigots. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 264 points to close at 33,180. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the disturbing stuff going on in the northwest area of China, the Xinjiang province, where a lot of Muslims live. And the Chinese government does not want that to be the case.
Well, religion of China is like atheism, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Are they unhappy with another race in their country, or is it the whole religious thing? Because that's... It goes against their...
I think it's both. And I have to correct myself. I don't think it's atheism at all that is the official religion of China. I mean, they call it atheism, but what is religion, what they consider to be the state religion, I mean, the state religion...
Well, the state is the religion.
The state religion, yeah.
Of course.
They're not atheists. But Xi Jinping is their god.
They don't want other competitors around. They don't want Christians. They don't want Muslims. And it's horrifying what they're doing to the people out there. They're essentially forcing them in front of cameras, computers, capturing all kinds of data about these individuals, and then monitoring them constantly. If they say anything suspicious that might make the Chinese so-called authorities believe that they could still be harboring religious beliefs, the machines will issue a warrant. And it comes through the fax machine or whatever at the local bureaucrats, the police, and then they send agents out to investigate / arrest, inquire, force them to answer questions about their belief system. If they don't believe them, they might just throw them in a prison cell, or maybe they'll be nice and just put an agent into their home 24 hours a day.
And I think this is just a test run. I think they're just honing their technique so that they can eventually move it on to the rest of the populace.
Sure, why not? Yeah, first they came for the Uyghurs.
And like I said, I think that many people, just like in this country, I think people are going to line up to get involved, especially if it affects your credit score.
Mm.
You know, here you don't really have to, you don't, well, we don't have a credit score yet, but it's coming.
Look,
but
I mean, people, you get a shot.
Exactly, but all you have to do is put it on a silly Facebook app. Here, change your face and how you know, what do you look like when you've got 40 hours stacked on, or 40 hours, 40 years stacked on? How old you, and
right.
People will line up and submit all of their photos, and then Facebook's got all your information, and then bam.
Ian, you probably missed this one, but there was a recent one where it was like, take your picture and make like a painting style portrait.
Oh, yeah. That was last week's meme.
Really? It was so popular. And still, I mean, most of the profile pictures that I see of people on Facebook is one of these little fake painting things.
And by the way, it does look neat. I will admit.
Is this a Facebook app or something?
I think it's a third-party app where you upload your pictures.
Yeah, it's the CIA.
Well, it may be, but there's also rumors that it's the Russian government.
Or China.
Or China.
China's already got all our DNA.
Oh, because of the 23.
You better believe it. They own all those companies. And if they didn't own them when it first began, they bought them since. Mm. So, yeah, they've got all of our DNA, and they have our pictures. So, like I said, they didn't need to line us up in front of a camera. We all did it voluntarily. I have never touched one of those silly.
You never been on social media?
They've got the pictures that I've uploaded myself, but I have never submitted my face. To their third-party technology, Facebook's got me, but China doesn't.
So, and I think it's important to recognize that, you know, just because you've uploaded profile pictures to Facebook doesn't necessarily mean that one of these AI systems is going to be able to identify your what. The reason that these apps could be used by these world governments in order to build better data sets is because they're clean, right? If you go through my profile pictures, my history of profile pictures, maybe half of them are actually pictures of me.
Mm-hmm.
The others might be pictures of cats or whatever, and that's just screwing with their data.
Well, they can reject that pretty easily.
It requires a really intelligent AI.
They know what a human face looks
like. Or it requires someone sitting behind a desk going through all your pictures.
It requires a human being.
If they can knock them all out automatically.
I know they can, but they can also just make an app and say, hey, upload your picture and we'll send you this new one. They get this clean data set, like the 10-year challenge thing that went on a few years ago.
Yep.
It gives them a clean data set where they just have to search for this hashtag or whatever.
And by the way, I know that this is accurate technology because I've uploaded pictures before, and Facebook will ask me. They'll want to tag all the people in the photo, and they'll ask me, is this person this person?
Here's how they'll do it, probably.
And one time... Many years ago, I had it. Somehow it got on auto tag.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And so someone got auto tagged. It wasn't them, but it really looked, it was very, very close.
Yep.
And so they were getting a hold of me. He's like, dude, why'd you tag me this person? I'm like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, they turn that on automatically for everybody, I think.
You got to turn it off. Yes, you have to go in your settings and turn all that crap off.
Well, what they might do, for instance, to get more people to volunteer into this is, you know, the next big COVID strike or whatever, and they come out finally with the COVID pass system, which they sort of kind of came to in, like, New York and I don't know where else it was, but there was a couple of states that had this COVID passport thing.
Israel.
No, I'm talking about in the United States. In Europe, a bunch of European states had it. And
yeah, they have to incentivize it somehow by making it part of your life.
Right. And what was the sign-up like for that? It wouldn't surprise me if taking a photograph of yourself is like, well, we have to know it's really you, so take a photograph of yourself.
Well, New York, then, where the people who want to frequent bars and theater and all that, you got all of them, unless you know some of them quit. So yes, a huge portion of the, at least the urban population, they're on board. And just look at all the people who are wearing masks.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single one of them would have done it, would have complied.
Sure.
And that was a large section of the population, even people who didn't want to do it.
They did it.
They did it anyways.
I mean, it's interesting you say that because there's a lot of that happening in China as well, where, as we've been discussing, when AI isn't enough, it sends in an actual human being, and eventually they get to a point where one of these Chinese police officers, basically, is living with them. This bureaucrat is living in their home, and they just pretend to be a relative or a family member.
Well, in China, all you need, there's always someone on a street, on a block. There's someone on your block who will tattle, sure, and who will complain. There's a Karen on every street.
If they don't, then they get in trouble.
There's a Karen on your block, yeah, who doesn't need to be coerced into complaining about their neighbors. They love to do it.
And they'll do what they're told.
It's so much worse than that. In the Zhejiang province, they have a Karen there who's appointed to be there by the state in order to watch for people to turn in.
Imagine how that makes them feel. So
they can wear that badge, that badge of power.
Yeah, just like the old hall monitors back in government school. Remember those guys?
I know some of those guys.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the system is ripe for abuse. It even goes on when the Uyghur Muslims are still living in the household, since the men are often afraid to interfere. When one woman complained to her husband that their Chinese relative was pressing her to give him oral sex, Turkle says,
wow,
the man was terrified and insisted there was nothing they could do. The Chinese government has broken the dignity of this Uyghur man to the point where he was unwilling to protect his wife, the mother of his child. And
if he raises a hand to this other guy, they're going to have to take him away.
Yeah, they'll just disappear him and his family. While the Uyghurs are being held hostage in their own homes, their history, language, culture, and religion are being systematically erased throughout their ancient homeland. The Uyghur language, closely related to Turkish, is no longer taught in local schools, and books on Uyghur history are now banned. Mosques and shrines that have stood for centuries are being razed by the hundreds.
Wow.
And it's a crime to possess a copy of the Quran. And even as ethnic Han Chinese women in Xinjiang and elsewhere are being encouraged by the party to have more babies, Uyghur women are being told to have fewer, with contraception, sterilization, and even abortion forced upon them.
It's terrifying.
Uyghur eugenics.
Yep.
Sanger would be proud.
So you're absolutely right, Conan. A lot of this is, it's more than just religious. A lot of this is racially motivated as well. They don't consider the Uyghur Muslims to be Han Chinese. They don't have the right racial history, cultural history, whatever. And the Chinese government, they want a homogenized society. They want every individual to be more or less indistinguishable from every other individual. Yep. And the Muslims don't fit into that.
You got to be part of the Borg. You got to be part of the collective. You can't have differing ideas. That's going to mess with our government, our way of life.
I think the last estimate I saw was something like 4 to 5 million Uyghur Muslims imprisoned in the Xinjiang province.
Wow. I wonder how many there are total.
Yeah, total Muslims living in Xinjiang.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the program. You can bring up whatever you want. You want to comment on the attack against the Uyghurs, the ongoing oppression, and now using AI to do it. How long before it's going to be robots show up to make the arrest? Won't even use
drones
anymore. There's more coming up. It is free.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Here, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up in July 13th through the 16th, our very own Mark Edge will be joining thousands of passionate defenders of liberty at the Mirage in Vegas for Freedom Fest. It's the world's largest gathering of free minds, an intense and rewarding four-day conference. Like no other, they'll be featuring big debates, world-class speakers, film festivals, social events, and a trade show for liberty, and so much more. You can go to their website, freedomfest.com, use code FTL50 to get $50 off their regular rate. They'll be featuring speakers like John Mackey, Andrew Yang, not sure why he's going to be there, but he's going to be there, Larry Sharp, Justin Amash, Glenn Beck, John Cleese, and others. You can go to freedomfest.com, code FTL50. This year's conference theme is Turning the Tide. They'll be discussing all kinds of interesting things there.
Andrew Yang, yeah, at this event? Some of very these strange things don't look like the others.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm not sure why he's going to be there, but if you want to talk to Andrew,
unless he's like, Yang, maybe he's debating someone.
Perhaps.
I mean, it could be he's like a hard left libertarian.
Is he?
I don't think I've ever heard
anyone
him.
His whole thing is UBI. I mean, yep, that right there is.
This is not a libertarian.
There could be voluntary UBIs. I mean, we promoted Intercoin for like a year and a half.
But he's not talking about voluntary UBI.
Freedom Fest doesn't.
We don't know. Have you ever listened to him talk?
I saw him in the debates.
He was running as a Democrat. I'm pretty sure he is not in favor of voluntary anything.
No,
but
I don't think he is.
But anyway, it's not a libertarian conference. There are libertarians who speak there and who are involved in organizing it, but they have a lot of conservative speakers. It's kind of a mixed bag. They mix up the audience. They mix up the speakers. And it is an interesting show. I've been there once. I would go again if I had the chance. But I can't leave New Hampshire due to my bail conditions. But you probably can. So go to freedomfest.com and use code FTL50. You'll save $50. We go to the phones here. Dan is on the line in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi. As a business owner in Maine, one thing that I've noticed over the past, 3 years is that a lot of younger people, aren't ready to enter the workforce. I'm not sure if you guys have seen that yourselves personally.
When you say that, now can you give us some examples of why you say that?
Just a lot of the people that are applying to our business and some of the people that we employ, like, you would assume that, oh, you know, they've, like, you know, the basic skill of, you know, being polite to coworkers, or, you know, like, making good choices at work, or even just coming to work on time. Within the past year, my business personally, I've probably gone through 60 people.
Wow.
And
how big is your staff?
34 people.
Okay. What industry are you in?
Restaurant industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes
you
sense.
Know, like,
I can tell you, as someone who
also
works in the food industry,
$20 to $30 an hour, and, you know.
Yeah, Dan, I can tell you what's happening here. Your employees aren't treated well, they're not being paid fairly, and there's a high turnover rate as they cycle in and out of jobs in order to...
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't know what he pays his employees.
I don't have to. This is ubiquitous throughout the restaurant industry, and it's been going on for decades. It sucks to work there, and the workers there tend to be underpaid. They're treated like crap, and I'm speaking from personal experience here. And when this pandemic started, the power dynamic suddenly changed, where it wasn't, oh, God, I have to find a job. There's 50 people applying, and there's two jobs available. Now it's there's 50 jobs available and two people applying. So now it's the workers who have their pick and choosing of which job they want to do and which one offers the best benefits or whatever. So they're trying out these places. It's not that you have a high turnover rate. They tried you out. They gave your company a chance. They said, nope, this place doesn't do it for me. And they went on to somewhere to find somewhere that may fit their needs. That's what's going on here.
Like my average,
it's not that they're not ready. It's that you're not offering them what they're looking for.
I think that's presumptuous. You don't know anything about his business.
You don't need to. It's the restaurant industry, man.
Well, he just said he's paying $20 an hour.
Yeah, well, McDonald's pays $18 an hour, but that's not going to entice me to go work for them.
It should. I think we treat them fairly well, and, you know, like, you know. I ask people, like, what do you want?
What is the average age of these turnovers?
No, because that's looking at the wrong thing.
I don't think that it is. I think that he's on to something. If it's young people, then I think it makes perfect sense.
Surveys and ask people, like, what do you want from us in terms of, like, you know, like, pay, whatever benefits, you know, like, what's the work environment like? And a lot of people aren't very honest, which I find is very odd. Like, you know, just be straight. You know, if you're not straight, then how can changes be made? Which, you know, for me is very odd.
Now, did you say you've seen a difference recently as compared to previously, like, say, pre-COVID? Because, you know, are people worse now than they've ever been? Because, I mean, historically, teenagers, they don't know anything about the world, right? They're getting their first job. They probably don't have the basics down about showing up on time. That's some of the things you learn at your first job, right? Is that, you know, if you don't already know these things, you learn it real fast because you won't keep the job if you don't get it together. Are you saying that's worse now than it's ever been?
Yeah, because, you know, I think, like, people, it's like, okay, what can you do for me versus it being, like, a two-way street? Like, you know, customers come into the door for you to, you know, they're paying for a service.
Dan, what were you offering your employees as payment 3 years ago?
3 years ago? I think we averaged around $15 or $15.50 an hour.
So when did you increase your rate to, like, $20 per hour?
I would say probably last year.
Now, tell me a little bit more about
this. This is sort of suggesting my assessment of the situation is correct, and what you're dealing with now is effectively karma for underpaying people for 3 years ago.
$15 an hour is underpaid? I mean, hold on a second here, Aria.
For the crap that people in the food industry
hold
have to
on.
Put up with, absolutely.
Wait a minute. Well, Dan,
I'm not
what
saying
is the
you should have to pay them more. I'm saying that, hey, you're not paying your employees well enough, and this is why they keep quitting on you. This is why they're not showing up on time. This is why you have poor workers.
I don't know about that. I mean, $15 an hour sounds pretty good for a few years ago.
Now we're talking about 20 That's pretty good.
It wasn't good for a few years ago. People suffered. They lived paycheck to paycheck, and they still do.
Well, now, hold on a second. I get that you're in the business and all, but the average, I don't know what the average restaurant worker makes, but let me clarify something here. I mean, typically when you hear people talking about working at a restaurant, they're working as waiters or waitresses. They're getting paid the waitress rate of $3 an hour or whatever it is, $3.20 or something like that. So are you running like an ice cream stand or something? I mean, what is it that, where are you talking about the kitchen staff is getting paid $15 to $20 and then the waitresses are getting, you know, the normal rate? How's that work?
No, it's a coffee shop. It's not like a full service restaurant.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Gotcha. So you're doing a coffee shop. So presumably they can make tips on top of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, Aria. What was Starbucks paying before, all this went down?
Not as what? I don't know, probably $12-$13 an hour.
I bet you were paying better than Starbucks, weren't you?
Probably, but Starbucks also has the same staffing issues.
I actually looked at job postings and called around and just to see, Portland, Maine, Scarborough, Maine,
An entry-level job doing washing dishes, delivering food out to the table, making $20 an hour, that is really good.
Yeah, I mean, Ari, I get where you're coming from, but you have to also look at it from the business owner's perspective. He's in a competitive marketplace, and he's got to keep his prices down.
And he's losing, and he can't
keep
his staff.
Just saying he's losing these teenagers who don't want to work.
He's looking for solutions, and he's saying he's blaming the younger people who don't want to work, when really this is an ongoing issue that's been going on for decades because employees have been underpaid and overworked.
But hold on a second. You said you have staff, right? So do you have people that have worked there for a long time?
Yeah. I have probably 6 people that have been for me for more than 5 years. So,
and you have a staff of about 30?
Working for us for 13 years.
I mean, one thing, I've never worked in the restaurant business, but many of my girlfriends have, and I've known people personally who have, and I've always known that it has always been a high turnover business, forever. And that may be because of what you're saying. Maybe some of these managers suck and these owners suck or whatever, but, I mean, can't you acknowledge that what he's saying is also true, that teenagers do not have a good work ethic in the United States? I bet you if you brought somebody in from Mexico, they would be willing to work plenty hard and not
For half the cost, probably.
Yeah.
There's certainly
I'm originally not even from the States, and I came from Greece, and, we don't have the opportunities in terms of pay that we have here in the States. And, imagine making $260 a month working a full-time job, when you can make, 5 times that here in the U.S. In terms of the cost of living, it's even less.
Dan, I would love to hear more in the future if you, call in and just share. Because we could keep going, but I want to make sure we get other people on the air here.
I blame the schools.
Blame the government.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number one is the schools.
They're not preparing kids to go to work. They're preparing them to get on welfare. Thank you, Dan. Call in with more stories, too, because, get specific about what you've encountered, what exactly has happened, because I'm sure that would be interesting, too. We got more coming up here. Thanks for the call.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works.
buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.